Back to it, trying to get answers for you when you get nothing in return. It's called your second date update. If you've been out on a date and you thought it was great and now you're going, hey, wait, I'm not hearing back from this person. What's happening? Let us help you out. We can call the person and kind of do some stalking of our own.
Usually it's like, oh, I was perfect. I never did anything wrong. And yet this person won't call me back. I wonder why.
Yeah. And then we realize we know why. Uh-huh. Let's say good morning to Sandra. Morning, Sandra.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. All right. Tell us what's going on. Who did you go out on a date with? How did you meet? Kind of give us some details here.
Yeah. So I went on a date with this guy named Grady. I met him on his dating website. He seems like he has his act together. He's not like super hot by any means, but, you know, he's cute. So we went to dinner.
I think everyone wants to be described that way, first of all. He's not great looking, but
yeah, I have to be honest. He wasn't like all that, but you know, he was cute.
You'll do.
So, yeah, exactly. He'll do.
So what'd you guys do for the date?
We went out to dinner. We had it was a cute dinner. It was, you know, it was dinner.
Normal. Okay.
It was the first date. Yeah, I mean, there were some awkward lulls in the conversation, but that was it. Like, it was kind of, I don't know, it was a little awkward, but it was fine.
Okay.
He told me that he would call me, so I'm a little upset that I haven't heard from him. I don't know, I tried calling him, like, a couple of times. I thought that the date went okay, but
yeah,
I guess maybe it didn't go okay for him. I don't know.
When you're trying to get a hold of him, are you leaving voicemails? What are you doing on your part? So I just know kind of where we're at.
Well, yeah. I mean, I want him to leave voicemails, but I guess either he blocked me or his voicemail isn't set up yet. I don't know because I don't have the option of leaving a voicemail.
Okay. Oh. Huh.
Interesting.
I will. I'm sorry. What's his name? Grady or Brady with a B or a G? Like, Which one was it there?
Grady.
Okay, I just want to make sure we had that right.
Like, they're great.
Right. Okay, that's how I'll remember
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I will tell you, listening in, you didn't find him very attractive, and you said the first date was just kind of meh. So maybe he also felt the same way about the date. Like, it wasn't going as well as... But he did say he was going to call you. You mentioned that, so... Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like first dates are always awkward, you know? Like, I thought that maybe he would... still call me for a second date. I don't know.
Right. Okay, well, why don't we do this then? Why don't we get Grady's phone number from you, and we'll try to call him, and we'll see if we can get a hold of him or if we're getting the same voicemail issue you're getting, because then we'll know at least if you're getting blocked or not.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool. Then we will call Grady next. It's your second date update. We're trying to help out Sandra, who met Grady! On a dating website, and she said that it was just a normal first date. Look, there was nothing spectacular about it, but you kind of have to get through the bad one to get to the next one, right?
Yeah, and he may look like George Costanza.
Right, yeah, he's not a 10, he's more of a 3, is what we were understanding from the whole conversation. Sandra, did I get all that correct?
He's like an 8, maybe.
Oh, okay.
She felt guilty earlier, I think, about saying it.
Yeah.
All right. We were able to track down Grady, and I know you had a hard time getting him to answer his phone and leaving him a voicemail, but he did pick up. So I'm going to pick up with him. Don't say a word. Just kind of go ahead and let us talk to him for a second, okay?
Okay, cool.
Hey, Grady, good morning.
Hello. Hi.
Hey. Awesome. Hey, my name's John. With me in studio right now is Monroe and Jackson. We do a morning show here on Mix 105.1. You got a few minutes to talk?
Yeah.
Awesome. Cool. Hey, I'm calling because on our show, we help out people who have gone out on dates and they thought the date went well. And the next thing you know, they're not hearing back from someone. And you recently went out with Sandra and you're not calling her back. So I just want to know what's going on. Like, what was the problem with the date?
Yeah. No, Sandra was awesome. She's gorgeous. We had such a good time. The only reason that I have not called her back, and I was actually going to do that later today, is because my phone is one of those phones that has minutes that you have to buy, you know what I mean? I ran out.
You have like a prepaid, burner phone?
And finances were kind of tight, so I had to wait till payday to buy more minutes, and I literally just did that today.
So
my phone's back and running, and I was going to give her a call later, actually.
Really?
So you're not good looking and broke.
How dare you say that? Grady's on the phone right now. Okay, well, how about this? Sandra's listening in, so why don't we bring her on so she, you know, she can hear this from you. Sandra, are you there?
I am.
So, Sandra, if you're here, Grady's saying that he really had a good time on the date. He just, he didn't have any minutes left on his phone.
Yeah.
Hi, Sandra.
That's kind of doesn't make me feel great. I mean, like, if you're not that cute, you should at least have some money to pay for a phone, right?
Man, this is one of those life lessons that you just, you got to learn the hard way, Grady.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, I don't know. You got to have something.
Sandra, you reached out to us to call Grady, and now we're insulting him over the phone. Like,
yeah.
Like, yeah.
Surprise!
On the radio. Thanks for that.
Like, Sandra, are you interested in us trying to save this relationship and get you another date?
I mean, okay, let me put it this way. Even if you don't have any more minutes on your phone, you could always do it the old-fashioned way. I mean, you did drop me off after the date, so you could always just, you know, like, come to my doorstep with some flowers or something if I was worth it, right?
You could always stalk her, and that's a great option.
Yeah, that sounded weird just to drop by your house out of nowhere after one date. Really like you, but now I'm on the radio being told that you don't think I'm attractive and you don't like the fact that I'm broke. So I really don't want to waste any more minutes on this call. So I don't know. Have a good life, I guess.